It's Tuesday, and time again to read from your emails and web comments. We talked last week about the history and importance of language in the debate over immigration. As you might expect, our inbox was flooded. Marianella emailed from Wilmington, North Carolina, to tell us the terms illegal alien and illegal immigrant are wrong from a social and moral point of view. Undocumented is still harsh, but it is better alternative. I am a naturalized citizen and know how painful the process of becoming a legal person in this country is, but I still consider that those terms should never be used to categorize anyone. Another listener, Pam, disagreed. When I lived in London in 1980, I'm an American, I was considered officially a registered illegal alien and never gave it a second thought. We also talked last week about the state of marriage, especially in the economy. Much of that conversation focused on the challenges faced by young people. Fern emailed to let us know, those financial challenges are also experienced by older individuals. While we live very modestly, our financial situation would be negatively affected by the tax codes imposed on a married status. Our commitment is not measured by marriage. There are others, though, in our life who judge us negatively and frown upon our unmarried status. And finally today, we remember Richard Holbrook, President Obama's special representative to Afghanistan and Pakistan. Ambassador Holbrook died yesterday following complications from heart surgery. Much has been written and said about a brilliant, if sometimes difficult, man who believed in the power of diplomacy to bring about peace. Richard Holbrook was kind enough to join us on this program from time to time, most recently in September during the opening of the General Assembly of the United Nations. Here's some of what he had to say about the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan and the risks of a power vacuum there.
Afghanistan is one of the classic examples of a poor, weak country in a strategic location that draws the great powers in. It's no accident that the phrase the Great Game in the 19th century was originally designed to cover that region of the world. And when everybody became independent in 1947, we went into a new phase. But the real drama here began in 1978, when the U.S. policy succeeded in driving the Soviets out of Afghanistan in 1989, the period that's often called Charlie Wilson's War, then the United States turned its back on Afghanistan. The only person left in the U.S. government who was a senior official then is Bob Gates. And he has publicly said that this was a mistake and we can't do it again. And he has used the phrase, we're not going to turn out the lights and leave, an obvious reference to 1989. So why has he said that? Why do we believe that? Because if it becomes a vacuum, vacuums have to be filled. And look at its neighborhood. On its eastern border, Pakistan, which has a deep strategic interest in the area, but is always focused on India, and their obvious publicly stated concern that a vacuum in Afghanistan will bring them and India into a confrontation. And as Neil said as an introduction, we're talking here about nuclear states. On its western border, Iran, with a 1,400-mile unpatrollable border and a opportunity to make major mischief or cooperate with us. And the other countries in the neighborhood, China, which borders Afghanistan, Russia, which is just over the horizon, and just across the water, Saudi Arabia, UAE, all of these countries have a very deep vested interest. I'm not making this up. This is what they tell us, and I've been to every one of the countries I mentioned except for Iran. So the U.S. has to take into account its own strategic interests, and this starts with the fact that the people trying to destroy America, the men of 9/11, the men who trained the inept, fortunately inept, Times Square bomber, are lurking in the western areas. And it's our belief that if you let Afghanistan become a vacuum, that those people will return to Afghanistan, it's just across the border, have a wider terrain to operate on, inspire global anti-American jihad to compound our current challenges, and we'll be worse off.
Ambassador Richard Holbrook speaking on this program in September. He died yesterday here in Washington at the age of 69. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.